Listeners to Marketplace following NewsWorks tonight, weeknight at 6:30, come to count on Kai Ryssdal for a roadmap to navigate the twists and turns of the economy. Twisting, turning, and churning is how some describe their digestive system when asked to consider how the economy feels on a personal level. And joining me with a diagnosis is Marketplace host and senior editor Kai Ryssdal. Kai, thanks for being here.
Dave, so glad to do it. Good to talk to you.
Now, I listened to your show. Unemployment's down. GDP is up. The recession ended years ago. I guess it's too easy to prescribe less coffee or Red Bull to ease the anxiety.
That's right. That is too easy. As you said, the recession ended 5.5 years ago. We're adding jobs every month. GDP, the gross domestic product, is growing. And yet what we have found in all of our reporting since 2008, really, since Lehman Brothers went under, is that people are not feeling the recovery. People in their daily lives, in their own economies, are not feeling the recovery. So why do this survey? Because we wanted to quantify what we've been seeing and hearing in our reporting. We wanted to know what it is that people are worried about. And it turns out there are many, many things people are worried about in this economy.
And so you, partnering with Edison Research, have come up with something called the Economic Anxiety Index. And wait for it. Let's do the numbers.
Oh, man. Did you plan that one? So here's the thing about the anxiety index. Before I tell you exactly what it is and what the numbers are, you have to know that we're going to do this survey three more times before Election Day. So we're going to be able to track this over a year. What we did was we took some of the more quantitative questions in our polling. We sort of normalized them. We put them on a scale of 0 to 100. And we came up with an overall anxiety index in this country of 31 out of 100, which on the face of it doesn't sound that high. But when you break it down, when you look at the various groups within it, you learn some interesting things, some surprising, some not so much. For example, Latinos in this country score 44 out of 100 on the anxiety scale. That is to say 13 points above the mean. Whites, not surprisingly, 28 points, that is to say, below the mean. So there are really big splits and bifurcations in this economy on race and gender lines, on economic status lines, on what kind of work you do lines, how you get paid, all sorts of stuff.
Though perhaps optimistically, apparently most still believe that hard work pays.
Well, so that was the amazing thing. 80% of the people in this country believe the American dream is alive and well. It's different, but it's alive and well. And they believe that if you work hard, you can make it. You have an opportunity within this system to excel and to achieve and to get to that thing that we call the American dream.
Though another paradox related, it seems that younger respondents most clearly believe this, even though the road for them might be the most daunting.
Yeah, they do. They are the ones who most believe it, but they are also the ones who are most anxious because they are the ones, these 25 to 30-something year olds, they are the ones who came out of high school into the teeth of the Great Recession and went through all through college with unemployment at 10% and graduated a couple of years ago with it being really, really hard, the hardest in generations to find a job in this economy. But they're young. They've got a lot of runway in front of them, and so they have opportunity. And that, I think, is what they're talking about.
Tell us about some more surprises in the polls.
My favorite one, actually, is hourly versus salaried workers, right? If you are an hourly worker in this economy, 43% of them say they feel stuck in their jobs. They feel there is nowhere to go.
That's huge.
Why is that? It's enormous. Think about basically 50% of the people in hourly jobs feeling that they have nowhere to go. They're not getting raises. Their starting salaries have probably been low. But on the other hand, salaried employees, people who are paid, you know, regular paychecks, they're way down. They're 21% feeling anxious and stuck about things. So the splits inside this economy are actually fascinating.
Are salaried workers more likely to have full-time positions, though, relative to hourly, where it could be up to 40 hours?
That's exactly right. So the big thing in unemployment the last couple of years has been this number called U6, which is, I think the technical term is partially detached workers, right? It's people who want more hours but can't get them. And that is certainly part of the problem. It absolutely is. The other thing, just on a totally different subject, is student loans, right? 2 in 5, that is to say 40% of those who have student loans outstanding in this country don't think the debt is worth it.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute. I mean, that's crazy, right? You're $30,000 in the hole, $100,000 in the hole. I was talking in Alabama a week ago to a woman who's in a PhD program in material science at the University of Alabama. That is to say, a hard science where she's going to get a job coming out. She's $190,000 in student debt in the hole. I mean, that's amazing.
That is amazing. The risk of straying from the economy to politics, I'm wondering if there's a correlation between anxiety level and the susceptibility to a simple message of, oh, say, a Donald Trump who says, you too can be perhaps rich like me.
Well, I think we need to just acknowledge here that all the messages right now, both on the Democratic and Republican sides this early on, are simplistic because, frankly, nobody's being tested on the message, right? I mean, you've seen the Republican debates. You've seen the Democratic debates. It's mostly sound bites. It's mostly not necessarily attacking your opponent, but certainly belittling and you know, getting those easy scores in there. We're not going to see substantive policy for a good long while, frankly, honestly, if ever, right? I mean, you know.
Still in the silly season.
Yes, we are. The thing we're most interested to find out in this survey and in our election reporting series that we're calling My Economy, we want to know what's on people's minds as they get ready to vote next November. We're going to be doing this survey, as I said, three more times. We're going to be out on the road. I'm going to be out on the road every month talking to people and seeing how their economy feels to them. Because unemployment of 5.1% is great. It's awesome. For a national number, it's fabulous. But if you're not feeling it in Des Moines or Missoula, Montana, then how much good is it doing you?
Kai, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Pleasure, Dave. Talk to you soon.
Marketplace host and senior editor Kai Ryssdal. You can learn more about the Economic Anxiety Index at marketplace.org.